Chapter 3. Bad Wednesday. Tick-tack, tick-tock. The pendulum of the nursery clock swung backwards and forwards like an old lady nodding her head. Tick-tack, tick-tock. Then the clock stopped ticking and began to whir and growl, quietly at first and then more loudly, as though it were in pain. And as it whirred, it shook so violently that the whole mantelpiece trembled. The empty marmalade jar hopped and shook and shivered. John's hairbrush, left there overnight, danced on its bristles. The Royal Doulton bowl that Mrs. Banks's great-aunt Caroline had given her as a christening present slipped sideways, so that the three little boys who were playing horses inside it stood on their painted heads. And after all that, just when it seemed as if the clock might burst, it began to strike. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. On the last stroke, Jane woke up. The sun was streaming in through a gap in the curtains and falling in gold stripes upon her quilt. Jane sat up and looked around the nursery. No sound came from Michael's bed. The twins in their cots were sucking their thumbs and breathing deeply. "I'm the only one awake," she said, feeling very pleased. "I can lie here all by myself and think and think and think." And she drew her knees up to her chin and curled into the bed as though she were settling down into a nest. "Now I am a bird," she said to herself. "I have just laid 7 lovely white eggs, and I am sitting with my wings over them, brooding. Cluck, 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 cluck." She made a small broody noise in her throat. And after a